Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, AMA, as we do every single Wednesday at this time. You ask, we answer questions from Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer, what do people want to know today?
Start off with a classic. Any new movies or TV shows watched?
Yes, but it's not new, but it's new for me.
As usual.
Stumbled upon some show called Catherine the Great, which is pretty good. Helen Mirren. It's only four episodes, and I'm like, how are you going to do the whole Catherine the Great thing in four episodes? But
she's so good.
She just got Crimea. Yeah. So they just acquired Crimea in Russia.
That's got Crimea.
Well, I mean, it's apropos.
That sounds kind of nasty.
Well, yeah, it does. No, but it's funny because obviously that's a big topical thing today, and I learned the Crimea, the Catherine the Great. Anyway, all another matter.
All right. Watched
pretty good show.
I watched that House of David on Prime.
What's that?
It's just sort of a fictionalized recreation of David and Goliath. It starts out with that scene where they're sort of meeting on the battlefield momentarily. You don't get the full, like, what happens, and then it goes back and sort of gives you the amazing story that led up
to that
battle. I thought it was really, really fun. I don't know why Amazon's doing a lot of these, like, saints and biblical, like, Old Testament stuff. They're sort of fleshing it out. I thought, some of it looked interesting, and I finally got around to watching some of that while I was staying up with my tiny little, really like a pea factory, this dog. staying up with him, I was watching House of David.
That seems pretty cool. I like that.
Look at you two. Yeah. Two shows I didn't know existed.
There we go. House of David.
There we go.
I don't know if it was accurate. I don't know if Goliath was enticed to fight for the Philistines because they took his mom and murdered her and made Goliath think that it was David and, like, all of the Jews. I don't know if that's really what happened. And I don't know for sure that Goliath had three giant brothers.
Yeah.
Three giant
brothers. Sounds like
brothers.
They took some liberties.
Yeah, I would think so.
But it was still very entertaining.
Jack the Mike on Twitter says, if you could bring one person, living or dead, to a Phillies game with you, who would you bring?
I mean, probably my dad. My father passed away when I was young, so definitely my dad. Yeah.
Oh, that's really hard to beat that one. I would love to go to a game with
Jesus.
My dad, too. I have thought about, but we talked about early on, we both would love to take Jesus, but then we stopped using Jesus as an answer. Are we back to where we can use Jesus
well,
as an answer?
You got to be my dad. Your dad ties my dad, so just go with Jesus.
I would love to take my dad and Joe's dad and Jesus together at once.
That would be quite the group.
Jesus would tamp down the experience a little bit. I'd be like, should I have a cocktail? Should I not? Yeah.
I'd like to see Abe Lincoln. I'd like to see Abe at a Phillies game.
Abe is a very popular.
You
know?
People would annoy people. The hat.
Too tall.
The hat, the tall. People would be like, take your freaking hat off, dude. I don't know.
Be something.
All right, one more. Jersey Joe, this one's for you, John. He says, last year was dubbed the Summer of John.
That's not accurate.
Yeah.
The year before, wasn't it?
It was 2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years. Well, he wrote last year. You're right, it was 2 years ago. Either way, 2 years ago is Summer of John. When in actuality, it's this summer, sometimes the best things in life find you. How did John and Alicia meet?
We met at training camp last summer. I mean, I think it was the first day that we went to training camp. I'm not sure how sliding into DMs works, and I'm not sure how that colloquial usage worked for me. If I sounded like I knew what I was saying, probably didn't. I Yeah, totally messed up the DM thing.
Well, but then who
saw her.
You did not slide into hers,
right? Tried to figure out how to get in contact with her.
Wait, she to you first or you to her first? That's what we're trying to figure out here. Who slid into a DM?
I don't know. I don't know. Ultimately,
Devin, what in the hell?
I tapped her on the shoulder at training camp. No, ultimately,
I don't want to speak. I remember, I think you said she messaged you, I think. But I don't want to, if you don't remember, you don't remember.
There's Devin starting trouble.
Wow. No,
are starting trouble.
I love it. I think it's great. When you say sliding into DMs, I thought you said...
I thought that I was trying to slide into DMs without really knowing what a DM was or what a meme was or if I even... Is
or
meme part of this?
Is.
No, meme has nothing to do with this discussion.
Okay,
no. Totally separate thing.
Okay.
Very,
wow. Very different.
No, the part that I felt the most solid about with Alicia was walking up to her, seeing her at camp. She was there. She ditched me that day because she had to go interview Jalen Carter, and I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
Because I certainly would have ditched me to go interview Jalen Carter, too.
Well, here's the fascinating part of this answer that I think we just don't know the answer to. And Devin may be the only one here that knows it, but I don't know. Who contacted who first? Sounds like John doesn't know.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm the only one that remembers this.
I don't remember. Yeah. The question is, why doesn't John remember?
Yeah.
Who contacted who first?
I had been trying to contact her for a long time.
Oh, well,
I used to do Sunday nights over at CBS.
Okay,
before we did the morning show.
New information.
And I'd been asking, hey, can someone introduce me to Alicia Roberts?
Okay.
And everyone said, no, she's, actually, they checked into it. Okay. They said, well, she's taken. She's with someone, and so that was that.
And then she
a
wasn't.
Year later, I asked again, hey, what about that Alicia?
Yeah.
And I think maybe that was when it was like, hey, we're not sure, but maybe you could talk to her.
I gotcha. Makes sense. All
right. It took a long time.
Hey,
the sliding, it was not...
The perseverance, John.
Yeah, I'm impressed. All right, with that,
slide.
AMA, we shut it down. John Ritchie had dog mentality. He was going to keep, if not succeed, try again. I'm impressed.
It did take a while. Ruben met Alicia, and we had talked about Alicia previously.
That I do remember.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right, up ahead, all the calls. Eagles offense, do they have to dial Saquon back? Do you think they will? If they do, do you trust Jalen and the defense to, lead the way if need be? Also, the Phils, they've really been a mess. I think it's 9 of 11 now. It's not good. Rob Thompson with an update yesterday on the status of Aaron Nola and Bryce Harper. It's also not good, especially Nola. We'll get to that. Holy mackerel. Jalen,
first time I've ever felt like, wait, Aaron Nola's banged up?
Oh, he's got an issue.
When has he ever not been able to
Never.
Go?
Never. This is it. First time.
Yeah. And the problem is it's
completely 17
different things at the same time, apparently. It's an ankle, it's this, it's that, it's the ribs. So, the whole thing's a mess.
Ribs.
All right, we'll get to Jalen Hurts, what he said about the offense countering defensive adjustments, more of Sirianni and Saquon's audio, plus Elliott with a good report yesterday. After the practice, what he said, we'll boil it down in a nutshell because he featured two players primarily in his report. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of this. And remember, you can join us at the Phils game today. You got a call to win the tickets. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, the best place to find all of your favorite player props for the NBA Finals, which, of course, continued tonight with Game 3. You can make the smarter play with new performance trends. if you want to check a player and whether that player's playing with consistency during the playoffs, or maybe been flirting with potential triple doubles, we'll get the latest stats right inside the app. And obviously, when the game gets rocking, before or during the game, lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Remember, you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for your chance to win really big. And you can get started. This is awesome. Get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Do it all at FanDuel.com/hammer. Once again, that's FanDuel.com/hammer to make every moment more with America's number one sportsbook, whether it's the baseball game this afternoon, the basketball game tonight, obviously the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. It's all there at FanDuel.com/hammer.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.